emotion kind of coming off this one?
You know, I think it's easy when times are going well to praise the Lord, but I want to take a moment and praise Him in the balance too, because these opportunities are all from Him. I'm going to glorify Jesus with everything I do, no matter if it's a valley or a mountain. I mean, he's the reason I'm here. So I just want to take a moment and praise His name, even in the low points. It's really hard when you work an entire year, an entire however many years you want to call it, and come up short. You know, we all got one goal, and that's to win a Super Bowl. Coming up short sucks. It just does. It takes a while to get over it, and we will. Like, life goes on. We'll be able to move on, but it's going to hurt for a minute. But, I mean, I'm so thankful to be a part of this team. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than with these guys in this locker room. So, the love I have for this team is just growing every single day, and just really thankful to be here, even more so this year. I got a bunch of guys in this locker room that I love that will be able to lean on each other. And, you know, I've got an incredible wife at home, incredible support system, an incredible family. We'll be able to move on eventually. There's definitely some pain, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not the end of the world. We'll be able to move on.
How as a team do you guys remain optimistic when it's the same team in particular that seems to be getting in your way at the end?
Yeah, I mean, just all the respect in the world for them. They're extremely well coached, incredibly talented, and they know how to win games. So I think they've set the standard of excellence in this league, and you can't be the best till you beat the best, and they're the best right now. So hats off to them. A lot of respect to their team.